Music, stories, and more. You're listening to Artbeat Radio, a program by Able Artworks.
This is Artbeat Radio. I'm a vampire. I want to suck your blood, and this is the Halloween episode. And you're going to hear a spooky story and a creative song.
Hope you enjoy.
Boo!
It was the night before Halloween, and Daniel was hanging out at home watching music videos.
Dinner's ready,
says Peggy from the kitchen.
I made you something special with some vampire toenails I found at the farmer's market. They're supposed to be good on pizza and even sprinkled on donuts.
Daniel vocalized excitedly and digs into an extra large slice, and with a full belly, he dozes off. Suddenly, in the middle of the night, Daniel wakes up to what feels like an earthquake. He sees flashes of green light outside his window and hears screeches and scratching sounds coming from the mirror. Daniel bravely approaches the mirror when he sees another person looking back. It's Grisa, and she's giving him a high five. Surprised, Daniel screams and wakes up the whole neighborhood.
How could this be? It must have been that weird pizza I had for dinner. Maybe that's the key to turning back,
Daniel vocalized. Daniel goes straight to the kitchen to the leftover pizza in the fridge. He has no time to heat it up, but before he digs in, Daniel thinks,
this could use some pepper flakes.
He adds the spice and eats the cold pizza all in one bite. The next thing he knows, the ground is shaking again. The green lights are flashing all around him.
Phew, that was a close one,
Daniel thinks to himself. Daniel approaches the mirror cautiously, only to find out he has turned into Carlos and suddenly has a craving for comida china with chile. He screams even louder. Suddenly, he doesn't feel so good. The lights flash again, and he feels his skin crawling and shifting. He looks in the mirror, and he's Byron! He says with a big smile. But before Daniel can reply, the lights flash again, this time coming from the refrigerator. Daniel can't resist. He goes in for another slice. Daniel opens the door to the fridge and sees Matthew's hand reaching out from the pizza box. He catches his reflection in a glass container and realizes he's turned into Matthew.
Maybe it's the pizza that's the problem,
says Daniel.
Maybe the donuts will help.
Daniel reaches for a double chocolate fudge donut with vampire toenail sprinkles and takes a bite. Suddenly, pink lights flash all around him and the earth shakes. Daniel races to the living room mirror to see if he has turned back to his normal self.
Good morning,
says Joanna from the mirror. Daniel takes another bite of the donut, blue lights flash all around him, and suddenly the donut is snatched from Daniel's hand. It's Emilio in the mirror. Says Emilio from the mirror.
What am I gonna do now? Emilio took my donut, I'm all out of pizza. How am I gonna turn back?
Says Daniel. Then he remembers the vial of extra vampire toenail clippings in the fridge, and he creates a new recipe.
I know, I'll make a milkshake.
Daniel takes the blender and puts in Oreo cookies and all of the fixings for a delicious milkshake. Suddenly, the faint sound of La Bamba is heard coming from the mirror. It gets louder and louder until suddenly it's Greco staring back.
Woohoo!
Whistles Greco, eating a Trader Joe's bean and cheese burrito.
That's in your Halloween cookie song.
All of a sudden, with each bite, Greco grows three new heads.
My new background singers. Remember Eddie? Get it.
Para bailar La Bamba.
In a final flash and rumble, John Cena appears.
And his name is John Cena!
Time now, and it's Daniel, it is harder now.
Daniel holds his breath and takes one small bite. Immediately, lights flash blue and purple, and he's back in his bed, dreaming of Epi and holding his John Cena action figure.
Phew, it was just a dream.
He closes his eyes, and the action figure winks.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to stay tuned next week because another episode will be coming your way.
Happy Halloween. See you next week on Artbeat Radio.
I hope you enjoyed this installment of Artbeat Radio. For more information, please go to our website, ableartwork.org. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time.